This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
If you just joined us, welcome. A big day and night in Pittsburgh. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. One of the stories that we've been following and will continue to follow is funding for Pittsburgh Rapid Transit. And there is a lot going on related to that. And we have an expert. The manager of transit-oriented communities at PRT is Maura Egler. Welcome to KDK. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So one of the things we heard about, we talked to Rich Fitzgerald yesterday, as you know, executive director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. They look at the 10 counties and cities. And one of the things that we heard about was the potential, you know, looking for funding is the PRT developing, for instance, in Dormont and some other areas for the future. This is exciting for a lot of people because it put people right there at Rapid Transit with easy access to the city.
Yeah, exactly. We just released a request for qualifications this week, looking for development partners to help us, you know, think about what kind of a development might fit on our park and ride spot there. So we're excited to try to use this as a new opportunity to increase ridership and on the light rail.
If I understand it correctly, what we're talking about here is these two parking lots would be converted into a mixed-use development, which would include some residents right next to or near the rail station.
Yes, that's the goal. So we actually, there are two property owners here. There's us, PRT, and then there's a lot up adjacent to West Liberty Avenue that's owned by the borough of Dormont. So the vision would be to kind of combine all of that into one big property and put it, you know, it's out right now. I'm looking for partners to do, yes, mixed-use development, which would include some, you know, residential as well as maybe commercial on the first floor.
So this is the first step. How long a process do you anticipate? Because people already, I'm sure, would be like, I'd go for that if I could, boy, live that conveniently to Rapid Transit.
Yeah, so we're definitely in very early stages right now. You know, we have a deadline for this RFQ of May 26th. And then after that, depending on the number of, you know, proposals we receive, we'll put out we'll ask for a smaller group, kind of a short list of folks that responded to give us more detailed proposals of, you know, a specific development concept. And so we envision selecting a partner by the fall of this year. And then, of course, there's a whole design process after that. So it'll be several years before anything gets built, but we're excited just to take this first step.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what about the plans, you know, to make cuts if you have to because of the lack of funding? Is there still hope there could be some additional funding that would come save the day?
Well, this is definitely a different sort of pot of money than the cuts we're talking about. This is, you know, we own the land here, but we would partner with a developer who would actually be, you know, responsible for funding the construction of the building and maintaining it, managing it and all of that. So, we would enter into hopefully a lease with them for the land. And that is a potential for some alternative revenue, as well as, you know, of course, any additional revenue that came from a boost in ridership with just more people here. So that's the hope with this project, that, you know, it can generate some alternative revenue that we're not seeing right now.
Is PRT considering replicating this concept in other areas along the both the red line and the blue line?
Yeah, so we actually have a program called Transit-Oriented Communities, which I manage, that does station area planning along our light rail and also our busways as well, you know, the east busway and the west busway, just looking at these very opportunities. So looking at where we own, you know, large park and rides next to our stations, that, and analyzing kind of what development might fit on these sites. So we have plans for a number of stations, including Wilkinsburg Station. We've done a plan for South Hills Junction as well. And so we have, you know, we have a lot of ideas, and we're just kind of seeing what the interest is, I guess, from the local development community with this first project.
Maura Egler, Manager of Transit-Oriented Communities at PRT. Appreciate the time this morning. We'll be following this story. Thank you.
Great. Thanks so much.
You got it.
And it's attractive to me. If I were living in Dormont or in that area, to have a residence that close to in a mixed-use development where you've got some nice retail that you can maybe do your shopping, some of your shopping, or whatever you would have in retail, plus housing in that area and being able to just walk to the T station and commute to your job in the city.
Yeah, that said, this is one idea that will help, but they're still facing this huge budget deficit to fund transit. So,
well, they're sounding the alarm a couple of years out before that becomes, you know, irrevocable.
Right.
And so hopefully, and this has been a conversation. In fact, we even heard Governor Shapiro talk about in the last few months, talk about increasing funding for mass transit, public transit.
Yeah, they're going to have to find that source somehow, some way. Otherwise, there will be these drastic cuts, which will affect a lot of people.
And just a few days ago, Senator Jay Costa told us here on the Big K Morning Show that mass transit, public transit, is also a priority for him as well.
All right, and coming up next, we're going to check in with the food editor at Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver, standing by. Always brings a lot to light. What's going on? We check in with the food editor, Pittsburgh Magazine, Christy Graver. Good morning. I see you, and you can, too, see Christy on the radio on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Before we get into the details, Christy, have you ever seen Shen Yun, that show?
I haven't.
They said you should see it once in your lifetime. I better catch it soon. It's only here for two days. At the end of the month. Meanwhile.
Maybe next year.
If you are familiar with Oakland, you're familiar with Schenley Plaza, and there's something new that's really old.
So Kennywood is open for the season, but if you want something a little bit more subdued, the PNC Carousel is also back in action. The ride opens in Schenley Plaza on Saturday with a day of free rides starting at 11 a.m. This is the 19th season for the wheelchair accessible carousel, and it features hand-painted animals. Where else can you ride a seahorse?
Yeah, this is, you know, just, what do they call it? Well, it's called a carousel, but merry-go-round is like something people might even be more familiar with.
My brother had his wedding pictures taken there. It's very cute.
So it's been there for a long time, but they just read.
Yeah, 19th season. That's crazy. It wasn't even there whenever I went to Pitt, so I feel pretty old.
All right. Since you are the food editor, tell us about Bread Box Sandwich and Sweet Shop.
It's from the folks who brought you Yin's Coffee and Fancy Pants Popcorn. Bread Box opened March 10th with a menu of classic and specialty sandwiches and wraps and salads, soups, and the pastries. So you can get carbohydrated Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And I probably consumed like thousands of calories when I was there about a week ago. Chef Stephanie G's pastries are amazing. If you go and there's a brownie available, get it, because they go fast. And it brought a tear to my eye. That's how good it was.
Wow. And for the food editor to weep over goodies, that's something.
Yes.
I just met Ken, the owner. What a nice guy. What a Pittsburgh guy.
Yes. Really wonderful company. So Yeah, I love them. And Stephanie, she moved here. She used to come and visit Pittsburgh just for the food, and then she would go back home to New York. But she's finally here, and she is very talented. She's also a comedian, so she's awesome.
There you get it. A laugh with your pastry.
Yeah.
Local artists' legacy etched in stone. What's this all about?
Well, a few weeks ago, a woman contacted Pittsburgh Magazine about her 93-year-old aunt who has been designing monuments for the Paul Grappelli Memorial Company in Ross since 1949. She's been doing it since 1949, and she's still doing it. So I happily accepted this assignment, and not just because I'm a cemetery nerd and my name is Graver, but my grandparents, the Gravers, are buried in the cemetery across the street from the company. It used to be called Northside Catholic, and that's what people still referred to it as. So DiCariotto most likely designed and etched their modest markers. She's designed thousands over the years, and it's just a really cool story. And she's still at it. Just a really, really neat person. And it's a beautiful cemetery. So go check it out on this lovely day.
Yeah, Cemetery Lane, right off of 279 there. You can go that way, and it drops down onto Babcock Boulevard. It's at the top end, right? I know, because
it's 165 acres and it's gorgeous. Beautiful day to do it.
Some of my people are there.
I walk there all the time, so
I'll say hi. All right. Well, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you. Happy Easter. Thank you.
You got it. Read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine, with Christy Graver. Erin, I always enjoy. Can you imagine having a job where her job is the food editor, so she has to go to all these cool places?
Every single time she comes on, I think, what delicious food did she have this week?
I know. It's been a very interesting week. There have been a lot of news stories, but none bigger, I don't think, for us locally than what happened last Saturday night into early Sunday morning at the governor's mansion in Harrisburg. And this is how they're talking about it now on CBS.
CBS Philadelphia says the man accused of setting fire to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's residence referenced Gaza, according to court documents. A search warrant released yesterday says Cody Ballmer called 911 after the fire started early Sunday morning, identified himself, and talked about Palestinians being killed. Police say Ballmer harbored hatred towards Shapiro, who's Jewish.
Nothing he could do would deter me from doing my job as governor. Nothing he could do would deter me from proudly and openly practicing my faith.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Ballmer allegedly scaled a fence and threw Molotov cocktails hours after Shapiro celebrated the Passover holiday with his family.
And people still trying to get their minds around the fact that the fence is 7 foot tall. We talked to Rich Fitzgerald about it yesterday. Since he's visited the governor's mansion on many occasions, he said, in his career, and then was able to get those beer bottles filled with gasoline and get into the mansion, start the fire, and then actually elude capture, and then called 911, as you heard, on himself. And obviously no bail, and still trying to unravel what was the genesis of him doing that, but you get a sense of it. And the governor, by the way, is in Pittsburgh today. In fact, in 30 minutes, he'll be at that dedication ceremony of home plate where Three Rivers was, where Roberto Clemente Jr. is there to represent the Clemente family. And they're celebrating 70 years to the day on the exact spot where Roberto got his first hit. And filling in for Marty is the one and only Michael Bartley.
I'm going. This is Holy Week.
Yeah.
Today's Holy Thursday. I'm going tonight.
You got it.
I don't be thinking I'm some kind of holy roller crazy person.
I didn't say that.
No, but guess what? Easter's like a thing for me. Holy Thursday night, I go to
for a lot of people.
Holy Thursday, but I go to church a lot. Holy Thursday tonight, I go.
Is it helping?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying, you know. Tomorrow I go at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It used to be 12 to 3, but ours is at 3. I don't know why, because the church is kind of crazy now.
Can you imagine? We had 4 boys.
We had to be there the whole time.
And my little sister, but she was, I don't think, dragged into. Well, my dad would take us on for mass for the whole deal once. This only happened once on Good Friday. And we argued the whole time getting ready. We only had one bathroom. By the time we got to church and then sat there for all that time, my dad was so aggravated. And then
wait a minute. Did you go?
Yeah, we went.
And
it was Good Friday.
I know, but were you there the whole 3 hours? No, that used to be you'd go, but you didn't have to go the whole time, right?
No.
That was so Pittsburgh. No.
Let me share with you another day about the first time my dad took us to confession.
Oh,
lined us up, oldest to youngest, and what went on in there.
Oh.
And what we heard from the priest. What?
Wait. Everyone tried to listen to the priest.
You did what?
Behind that thing. Everyone tried to listen.
So
I made stuff up.
Thursday, the washing of the feet, the apostles.
Oh, that's it. Tonight, Larry, that's tonight.
Yeah. And it's when the Last Supper.
The Last Supper tonight. They used to call it Maundy Thursday. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Okay, but I don't know what it means. I have to call Father Nick, who listens to us.
I love Father Nick.
Father Nick Vaskoff. Well, that's my man.
Father Mack on today.
Did you? Yeah, what happened?
To walk through
over
the next 3 days into Easter. And he sent me this. Now, this is a prayer that came from the first victim of 9/11 attacks. So Father Mack is an FBI chaplain.
Yeah, I kind of remember that.
He talked with a lot of the FBI agents that saw firsthand and were part of, the investigation.
Mm-hmm.
But this chaplain, remember they carried him out on a chair? You remember?
I totally do.
And he was in dust.
Yes, he was, yeah.
This is the prayer that he had posted in the fire hall. So he was a chaplain to the New York Fire Department. Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet who you want me to meet. Tell me what you want me to say and keep me out of your way.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, it's his plan, not ours.
Amen.
Wow. I'll go tomorrow, but I'm not going for 3 hours. They don't do that anymore, I don't think. Maybe some churches do 12 to 3. We had to go.
Remember when they did the stations?
Still do that.
I mean, outside.
Oh, yeah. They used to do the living. They called it the living stations.
We had to walk around.
They did that on the south side, down on the slopes. They did.
It's going to be near 80 tomorrow, Good Friday.
It is?
You can wear your half cassock.
Oh, I'm going to wear my Easter shoes.
Were you an altered boy?
Yes, I was the cross bearer. Are you kidding? I had seniority. Anytime there was a funeral, I got first crack.
Do you get paid for that?
Absolutely. And that was a double whammy. They pulled you. The nuns would say, Michael, there's a funeral. They pulled you out of class for an hour and a half.
I see.
And sometimes, depending on the priest, you could go to the funeral lunch. You got almost the whole day off. And then they'd slip you a 20. And then you ran down to Saul's on 8th Avenue in Homestead, got a new pair of Converse. Don't worry about it.
Aaron, are you hearing this?
Huh? She doesn't even know what
chuckling in here.
Aaron, you don't even know, ever heard of Converse. Those were the shoes we wore.
I have a pair of Converse.
You do? Oh, they still make Converse, I guess.
Oh,
they
they're platform.
Oh, my.
Fancy.
Oh. Larry, were you an altar boy?
No, I never got
that far. Oh, you didn't
make
the cut? You didn't?
No.
I never got that far.
I was a Cub Scout, and then I got into Weeblos.
You were?
And then I never got the scouting either.
How far did you move up in the Cub Scouts?
Because I moved up to Weeblos.
Oh, okay.
Do they still have them?
I don't know. I wasn't in the Cub Scouts.
You were in what?
I don't think they let me in.
You were an altered boy.
Yeah, I
can't remember why I just didn't go
right,
to
now,
scouting.
Here's
my older
question.
Brother was a scout.
Oh, was he? All right, now here's my question. You're asking about Easter stuff. Now yes. I'll go Sunday too.
And then you get a fish fry tomorrow.
Yeah, fish fry tomorrow. But then Saturday night, of course, I don't do it. I'm single. But do people still dye Easter eggs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, but I don't see that in the store now. You know, remember that thing, Pass or whatever it was called? And it was for the dyeing of Easter eggs?
Yeah, they still
I don't
have
see
it.
That. They do?
Yeah. But now eggs are so expensive, people are dyeing little potatoes and marshmallows.
Eggs are $500 a dozen. I don't even, are they going to have, I love a hard-boiled egg on Easter morning. Oh,
come
boy.
On, it's not that expensive to get one
no,
egg.
No, I know. Come on, it's good.
And then will you go to Saturday night vigil or mass
no,
on Sunday?
No, I go at noon on Sunday because I help my man, Father Dan Walsh, with that immigrant mass, the Spanish mass. It's wonderful.
Where is
wonderful.
That?
Wonderful. St. Rosalius. It's at 12 noon. It's
oh, in
fantastic.
Greenfield.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And Father Dan's that legendary priest from Duquesne University. He was a missionary in Brazil. He's really a wonderful human being. And so then I'm out in your neighborhood for the Easter brunch.
Oh, you have a relative that lives near me.
I have a lot of relatives in the North Hills.
We won't be home.
I don't want to live.
Actually, we will be.
No.
You're welcome to stop
I don't
stop
knock
by.
On anyone's door because I don't want anyone knocking on my door and neb-nosing on what I'm watching on TV.
What do you eat? Is it Easter ham?
I think we have ham, and then sometimes we have filet. Both, like scalloped potatoes. You have to have scalloped potatoes, you know.
All right, what are you talking about today?
Aaron, how about you love that? Every time I say something, Larry's like, Aaron, are you listening to this?
He's like, do you hear him cutting up in here?
Larry gets mad when I say, Aaron, did you go to Pitt? Point Park!
Wow.
I'm doing. I have a shorter show because the Buckos are on.
Oh, blessings to us all.
Oh, huh.
How about Gus and Yaya's opening today?
Is that today?
The icy ball. Yeah, the cart's out.
Oh, I might run down there. That would be. Oh, the cart's out. That's wonderful.
We got Pirate baseball.
Yeah,
as you just said, 11:40 is airtime.
Yep.
The rubber match between the Bucks and Nats.
The Buckos. I'm talking about that with a constitutional lawyer, Bruce Ledowitz from Duquesne Law.
Okay.
Yeah, he's wonderful. That'll be at 10:30, so we're good.
Are you
good.
In tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be here.
For Marty? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here till 2, and then I got to be at church at 3 o'clock.
All right.
Are you here tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay.
Have a good show.
Have a good show.
The epidemic is real. Only a very, very small portion of it can be changed, can be charged a better recognition, or better diagnostic criteria.
There's Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. commenting yesterday on a CDC report that finds an increase in autism diagnosis rates. It's now 1 in 31, Larry, by the age of 8.
And hopefully this focus will get real results. That said, a lot of young people on the spectrum are able to be very productive, and their families have worked very hard to work through these issues.
And the secretary called yesterday for a search for causes. It's more than 130 feet long, 30 feet wide, it weighs 150 tons, and it's called
Super Load.
They're moving it today from Allegheny County to Ohio. It's a massive steel cone, and it's going to go through several counties, including Allegheny, Butler, and Westmoreland.
Yeah, this is going to be the entertainment for the day. My guess is that John Shumway, my former radio partner, still with KDK-TV and loves these kind of stories, will be trekking with it, almost like Lewis and Clark.
Can you imagine what John will be doing with the video from the drone coverage? And it's a big sports day. We have a ceremony this morning to honor Roberto Clemente. I think it starts in just minutes. Also, it's the last game of the season for the Pens tonight.
Yeah, 10 o'clock on the North Shore, where home plate was, is still there. They're going to do a dedication to the 70th anniversary to the day of Roberto Clemente's first major league hit. Then we have the Pirates game here on KDK, 11:40 is airtime. The rubber match between the Bucks and Nats. And then from Washington comes Alexander Ovechkin and the Caps to play the Pens tonight on Fan Appreciation Evening. Two of the greatest hockey players of all time will be facing off. And at least we have that.
You know, it's been a rough season for Pens fans, but maybe tonight they'll finish on an upbeat note with a send-off for the season and many good memories and a Penguins win.
Yeah, and we talked to, and if you have our Odyssey app, you can dial back 805. We had two-time Stanley Cup champ Jay Caulfield, who really framed where the Pens are after missing the playoffs for three straight seasons and what they may be able to salvage moving on.
That was a great chat.
Thanks, Paul. And coming up, Michael Bartley is in the air chair from 10 until...